are very curious, or they are very depressed, or they have alcoholic problems or drug problems. Most people, they are kind of desperate, I found. So they go, they find out somehow about this this potion, this magical potion, we call like this, the ayahuasca brew. And they go to this journey to the Peruvian jungle, trying to find themselves or to try to get rid of that depression that some people have been having for a long time.
And is the brew at the end of the day everything they'd been hoping for?
For most people, yes. It's interesting because they go usually for a week. They talk with the shaman before why they are there and what they have to, they want, they are hoping to improve. And most people, they leave feeling that they are fulfilled, that they are feeling better. And people with alcohol problems or drug problems, they definitely say, the ones that I talked to, they definitely say that they are much better and it really cures them.
When people take the drink, they can experience hallucinations and sickness. Are there concerns about physical and mental side effects?
The people that go there to try, no, they don't think there are any side effects, and they don't think it's possible because it's a plant, so it should not have in their minds any side effects. And the shamans, they also confirm it.
And the medical community, does it approve?
No. Well, some, the ones that I talked to in Peru, they say that it has chemicals and it can have some kind of side effects, so even lead to death maybe, especially if some people have some heart problems. So they say that before you do it, you do have to see a doctor and you do have to check your status, your medical condition.
Are there people exploiting others' belief in the drink? Has it become a way of making money?
I noticed when I was there that there are many, nowadays there are many agencies or ayahuasca centers, as they call. Some are really genuine, they are really real and they really think it is good. But I'm sure there are a couple that are just doing that for money, because I heard some stories in some shamans that are not really shamans and are just getting money from the tourists to do that and don't do the right thing. But the Westerners that I spoke with and that have been living there for over 10, 15 years as a shaman and working in special ayahuasca centers, they do it there because they believe it, and especially because they cannot do it in their countries like the U.S. or in Australia, because it's illegal. So they go to Iquitos in Peru because that's like the mecca of ayahuasca.